call corn that's shucked and cooked just as it is. You don't take it off the
corn.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean just cook it just like it is?
Yeah. You shuck it. You shuck it. But then you just cook it just like it is.
On the cob.
On the cob.
I call it corn cooked on the cob.
Okay.
That's right.
That one's for North Georgia. What do you call an animal that's black and it's got a white stripe down its back and it smells awful?
Pookie.
Yeah. Now, what do you call a little animal that's about that big, and it doesn't have any fur, and it lives near lakes or rivers or something, and it hops? And you hear them sometimes at night, and they go, brrrr.
Oh, bullfrog.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how about the same thing, except it's littler, and you hear them chirping sometimes at night, little tiny ones, and sometimes they're green.
That's a green frog.
Okay. And do you have any other names for them? Do you ever call them a rain frog?
You can call them a rain frog.
Okay, which one would you be more likely to call them, a green frog or a rain frog?
I call them rain frog because they're hollow.
Okay.
They're hollow.
Okay.
That's what it
is. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Earthworm.
Okay. And what do you call real large worms that are used for bait?
Oh.
Are the earthworms the biggest ones?
That's the biggest one. You can get them this long.
Good heavens.
That's right. That long. Big as you can.
Well, how about some smaller ones that you can?
Oh, you get you get some about like that. And then you small kind. What's called wigglers.
Wigglers. So wigglers are littler than earthworms
then. That's right.
What do you call an insect that sends light on and off in the summertime? You see it.
Yellow fly.
Okay. What do you call a little insect that's got a long, thin body and filmy wings? It's not as big around as my finger, but it flies around lakes or ponds, and sometimes you see them sitting on clotheslines or...
See the hole.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks sort of like a wasp, but it's not a wasp.
They don't.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it back?
Call it a stroller.
A stroller.
That's right.
Okay. Now, if you have a... Golly. That's going to be on there, too.
Yeah, that's right.
If you had a baby in a stroller, you might say that you were going to... What, the baby? If you're going to move it from one place to another in the stroller, you're going to what?
Push it.
Okay.
That's right.
You know, some people say push, some say ride, some say roll, some say wheel. So. What do you call nuts that grow underground?
Underground? Pinnuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
What, it mean, don't care nothing about his father or something like that?
No, I mean, if he's similar in appearance, if his appearance is similar to his
like
father.
Look like his dad.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that was what I wanted. I wanted to know if you said look like, or favors, or features, or
that's
what
right.
you'd say.
That's right.
Okay. Now, that's if he's similar in appearance to his father, you say he looks like him.
That's right.
Now, if he's similar in behavior to his father, what would you say? He what?
I'd say it, You see if his behavior is too.
If his behavior is like his daddy. You know, if he likes to do the same things and he acts the same way a lot.
Well, that'd be a pair like his daddy.
Okay.
That's right.
Would you ever say he has ways like him?
That's right.
You would?
That's right.
Well, would you be more likely to say he has ways like or takes after or appears or favors or if we're talking about the way they act?
That's right. Oh, the way he takes appears like his daddy.
Okay.